This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Pope Benedict XVI leaves behind a 21st century legacy. AP religion editor Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Benedict XVI's seven-year tenure as spiritual leader of the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics was marked by controversy and reform. Benedict was born Joseph Ratzinger in Bavaria, Germany on Holy Saturday, 1927. After World War II, he studied to become a priest. Benedict was elected pope in 2005 after John Paul's passing. From the onset, Benedict's papacy promoted a conservative agenda on abortion, euthanasia, and priest celibacy. Benedict may be remembered most for his stance on sexual abuse by priests.
We are deeply ashamed, and we will do all the possible that this cannot happen in future.
Benedict's chief aim was inspiring faith.
Young people in particular, I appeal to you, bear witness to your faith. So it's a digital world.
He was the first pope to embrace new media as a tool of inspiration. Walter Ratliff, The Associated Press.
Reaction to the pope's death continues from around the world. UN Chief Antonio Guterres praised the former pontiff for his tenacious commitment to nonviolence and peace. U.S. President Joe Biden said the late pope will be remembered as a renowned theologian with a lifetime of devotion to the church. Pope Benedict's body will be displayed starting Monday morning in St. Peter's Basilica. This will allow the faithful to pay their respects ahead of a solemn but simple funeral. That's how the Vatican quoted it. Pope Benedict will be buried in the papal tombs under St. Peter's Basilica. For more on these stories and all of the news we're covering here on this last day of 2022 or the beginning of 2023, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Just a half an hour into 2023, air raid sirens rang across Ukraine's capital, followed by the sound of explosions. At midnight, the streets of Kyiv were desolate as Russian attacks continued. The only sign of a new year came from local residents shouting from their balconies, Happy New Year and glory to Ukraine. Cities and towns across the United States are getting ready to ring in the new year with celebrations large and small. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from the U.S. state of New York.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
In Times Square, they were testing out the giant crystal ball on Friday that will usher in 2023. And it was all systems go for the New Year's celebrations, says Jeffrey Strauss, president of Countdown Entertainment.
It's only here in New York City that you see this Times Square Waterford Crystal Ball and all those people kissing and celebrating, filled with love for 2023.
Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says they are ready for the night and the crowds that will pack Times Square.
All under the umbrella of the most well-policed, best protected event in the entire world.
But of course, she says if you see something, say something. Julie Walker, New York.
Brazil's capital was getting ready Saturday for the inauguration of President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Thousands of supporters were arriving in the city for Lula's historic third inauguration, flooding the ministry's esplanade with red shirts, hats, and Lula flags. Supporters also gathered in front of the hotel of the president-elect and government staff were staying, where the government-elect and staff were staying, cheering and celebrating. Barbara Walters, a pioneer as TV News' first woman superstar, has died. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Barbara Walters made headlines herself in 1976 as the first female network news anchor with an unprecedented $1 million annual salary. During more than three decades at ABC and before that at NBC, Walters' exclusive interviews with the famous and powerful brought her celebrity status. She frequently asked during interviews, "How do you want to be remembered?" Walters thought of her own legacy.
When women tell me that they entered the field of journalism or went to school to study it because of me, that's my legacy. That makes me very proud. That's lasting.
Barbara Walters was 93. I'm Norman Hall.
Many countries are well into 2023. The United Arab Emirates put on a fireworks show to mark the new year and to set a world record by Guinness World. Diane.